Ready,
Set,
go.
Podcast.
Welcome back to Canyon Beach, Oregon. We'll stop picking on the other podcast, which we always pick on.
I know, I wanted to do.
We'll never do that again.
April 19th, 2008.
Yep, 2008.
The year of the chicken.
You know, I'm 28. 2008.
Not even that old.
It's kind of like those zeros are gone.
Almost. I'm 23. It's almost like there's a five missing from the 2008.
Almost like
almost,
that.
Almost. Maybe.
Yeah. We're just winding down after a long day of windy roads.
Windy beaches.
Pacific Coast Highway. Down the 101 and some other roads. It has been a very productive day. It went fast.
It did go fast.
Yeah. So.
Yet we did a lot. We drove a lot.
So how did we kick it off today?
We kicked it off sleeping in.
We did sleep in. We were tired.
And catching a yummy milk and turnover from the bakery in
Apple
town.
Turnover, yeah.
Dairy Gold milk from Seattle, which tasted amazing. I don't know why, but I'm buying that milk from now on.
I think
it's
the
so
carton to me.
Good.
It tastes good.
Can taste it now. It was so good.
I kind of wanted to get espresso from one of those little huts.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we kick off?
We should do it. In the morning, we'll get one from the hut and head right out to Ecola.
They're good. I've had them before. They're really good, usually.
Yeah. So, you know, the Pacific North way of having coffee is they have these little huts. I mean, they got to be 10 feet by 10 feet
mm-hmm.
little houses. Was just an espresso machine, and people drive up to them. And there's like one every mile.
Pretty much, yeah, around here.
And they're all authentic. There's not really a chain that I've known so far, but I haven't.
No, I think it's
them.
More of like entrepreneur business type of thing.
Yeah.
Set it one up.
Well, because the coffee house usually can't make any money at all because it costs so much. Because you have to furnish it and deal with people. But this is kind of like, you know, very practical.
Good coffee on the road. It's like, don't have to go to the gas station and get that junk.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a hard time justifying $4 for a coffee that I'm just going to get and go.
They aren't $4 at those places.
I hope not.
Like $2.
We'll see. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow before we start hiking.
Sounds good.
Today was another, basically, day of driving.
Yeah, we did some little hikes.
It was good.
Some short hikes.
Yeah, so we went to the bakery and then we headed out of town. Yeah, down south.
It was a beautiful, sunny morning.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like it was 50s.
It was cold.
It was actually pretty warm with the sun.
If you had like a hat or you had some gloves and a sweatshirt, you'd be fine.
Yeah, you would be. That's what we had. And I was totally fine.
It was definitely not a day at the beach.
There was some scenic spots right away mm-hmm. when we headed out of town.
Well, we're living this weekend in Canyon Beach.
Canyon Beach is like...
Which is...
The best town on the ocean.
Yeah, we've been to like 50 towns, and this is like the best one.
I mean, it's the best town in terms of like affluence and like restaurants,
tourism.
The beach is the best here. I mean,
it's expensive.
It doesn't have its quirkiness like some of the other towns do, probably. If you wanted to be isolated or have a quieter vacation, maybe. I mean, it's still pretty quiet here if you want it to be.
Yeah. So I guess we could just like walk through our day.
Okay.
So after the bakery, what happened?
We headed south.
Yep, in the 101. It actually goes way up the hill, so you have this huge vista of all the monoliths.
That's so we can avoid tsunamis.
Yeah. Well, that's before the tsunami zone.
That's true.
There's several tsunami zones.
Yeah, the vista there was beautiful. The ocean just goes on forever and ever. And the sun hitting the water, the waves are so pretty.
You can actually see the storms forming over the water, like 30 miles away.
And you're like,
and
oh,
coming.
Man, we got 10 more minutes left at this vista
before
we need to get in the car again.
But it is like that. There's like a huge storm comes in, and then it goes.
How much different weather were we in today? We were in snow, hail, rain, sleet.
Little ice pellets.
Sunny, beautiful weather. It was just like...
Everything.
The weather was changing everywhere we went.
Especially when you're going north and south, because it changes dramatically. Everything's going east and west, so you
mm-hmm.
just cut through it. It worked out perfectly for the weather for us.
Yeah,
though.
Somehow, whenever we got out of the car and we were going somewhere, then it was sunny.
Well, it's a good period, so you work it out. It's like if it's raining, you go inside, and as soon as you're done whatever, then it's time for the sun to come out, and then you go do something in the sun. As soon as you're done in the sun, you go eat something. I think that's just the way the weather is here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's because it's still the spring, though, so it might be different than the summer.
Yeah, summer is probably sunny all the time.
Yeah. So we went to a couple of vistas. It is similar to the Pacific Coast Highway down near Monterey Bay, mm-hmm. going down San Luis Obispo, or Carmel, like you said. Because there's these high, windy roads, and you have a high vista of the ocean that goes forever. And you can see the water. The waves break, like, far out. The waves don't break right at the shore. They break, like, a good 100 yards out.
Yeah.
So... Crazy. It's very treacherous.
There's no boats. Not a single boat in the water.
Yeah.
There's no way you could do it.
It's too dangerous. I don't think you can launch, maybe. Because you can't get over that waves. It's like a barrier.
Yeah, I don't know where you would launch. I mean, you can launch in those bays, but then the I don't know if you can go out from the bays.
The water's so shallow for such a long ways, and then it's like there's these huge waves. So I don't know how you even get out there. There was a boat launched... when we got down south, one of the places.
But that was into the bay.
But that was into the bay, right, by the crab shack.
Jetty's
crab shack.
Jetty's fishery. Well, what did we see at the beginning? We saw Hug Point.
Yeah. Like, every mile, there's, like, a turnoff where you can go look at the ocean. You can drive right up to it, and then you can go look out. It's really a nice little driving trip to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so you go do that, you go check it out, and take some pictures pretty easily. They have a little path down to the beach. It's easy. Little towns. The towns are interesting. There's
yeah,
like a town every couple miles.
Yeah, they have their own little
character. I've never seen so many closed down gas stations.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I've never, you know, you don't usually see gas stations go under.
Maybe they open for the summer.
maybe.
I doubt it,
but...
They look like they've been shut down for a while.
Yeah, abandoned. I mean, who's going to buy a used gas station?
The land's ruined.
Yeah.
But, digress.
We didn't see as much deforestation today, but we did see some.
No, we saw some sweet hanging moss, though.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's sort of later in our trip, but it was sort of along the way.
Yeah.
The birches with the light green or white moss on it.
So, that's the waterfall part. We'll get to that. Let's talk about the crab shack first. Jetty's Crab Shack.
Right. So, the New York Times travel article on the Oregon coast recommended going and getting crab at this place called Jetty's Fishery. And my impression from looking at the pictures was like, oh, it's a place where you can go and do crabbing, fishing, clamming, whatever yourself. You go out in the boats, you go out into the dig it and clam it yourself. But also, there looked like there was some kind of like outdoor like restaurant. So we get there. And we look around the whole place. We're like clamming around the crab cages looking for the restaurant. And then we didn't find anything. So we ask, and she sends us down the road. But then we ask someone else, and they're like, oh, you can get live crab, and they'll just cook it and give it to you. You can eat it out.
It's like, here's a paper plate with a whole crab cooked for you.
You can eat it for you. And just
but there's no...
It was wet, and it was actually starting to snow at that point, or hail, so we decided...
We thought about it for
I was thinking about it, just for the experience.
It was cold, and there was a huge storm coming in.
At that point, I kind of wanted to go in somewhere and sit down and chill. But, of course, yeah. We didn't eat for, like, 4 hours later or something. So.
We should have eaten it, I guess.
We should have just had it for a snack. Oh, yeah. Well. We had crab today, anyway.
Yeah. They have, like, a dock that goes out into a tee, and they had little boats. And there were people out there on the boats.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun to do, and... summer, yeah. Or if I had like a whole rubber suit on.
I saw a guy put his arms up in the air like he must have caught a crab. I mean, it must be pretty exciting to go catch your own crab and then cook it.
I'd love to get on that boat and do it.
It's definitely a tourist trap.
They've got
fun.
A fire pit going and smoker.
Well, it's never too late, you know.
It is never too late, you're right.
I mean, we basically have the idea is like you only get one shot at everything you could do. Because you're never going to be back. That's so don't say, like, you're never going to be...
Don't say, we'll do it next time.
You know,
it's you're not going to do it next time.
There's never a next time.
If you're not going to do it this time, you're not going to do it next time.
You shouldn't do it next time.
And you probably won't be there next time.
You shouldn't come back next time, because there's so many places in the world to go.
Exactly.
That's my rant.
We're not the kind of people who go to the same place every summer. Although, if I had a place,
yeah,
I would do that. If I had the time.
I'm not saying that's horrible. And I'm not, like, bashing people who do.
It's just not our
there's just so much to see, though. I mean, if you do those kind of things, it's more like, I think you're going for the relationships of the people.
Right.
You want to build relationships and memories in the spot.
Relaxation.
But if you want to experience nature and creation, you can't go to the same place. You want to experience what has been made.
We're more of living the moment than memories type of people.
Oh, it's dark chocolate. Yeah.
Ooh, it tastes so good when it's free. Oh, dark chocolate's so good.
So anyway, where was Jetty's? It was in Rockaway Bay.
Rockaway Bay. Rockaway.
I got a picture of the sign in Rockaway Bay.
Yeah, it was on, actually, was it on Neelum Bay?
Just north of Rockaway Bay.
Yeah, it's north of Rockaway Bay in the Neelum Bay where you can get the oysters, Neelum oysters.
We have our little maps because we went through so many towns, it was just hard to remember what was
yeah,
what.
Yeah, I got so confused. Actually, we skipped Manzanita, which we drove through.
We drove down it and came back out of it.
That was a cutie little town. There were some B&Bs, bed and breakfasts, that we could have stayed out there for cheaper.
Yeah.
So if you were on a budget and you want to stay somewhere nice but not as touristy and probably not as much to do, you can stay there.
Yeah. It's like a lot of these places are on the rivers or the inlet of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy read the great review that said, would you rather stay on the ocean or on a river?
Yeah.
On the ocean.
On the ocean.
No question.
I mean, if you're really trying to save money, I guess you can do it.
Canyon Beach is nice because you really could just... You could just stay here. It'd be a shame if you did. But all the beautiful stuff is right here.
Right.
So if you had to go one place.
One place, Canyon Beach.
I'm guessing you come here, you go to Canyon Beach, you eat the restaurant, and maybe go do the hike that we're going to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping.
Right.
You got to see the tide pools.
Like, yeah. Just, I mean, it's so easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
You got to go in the evening when the water's, you know, far out, that you can walk up to them. You know, maybe in the morning.
That's the price of the aquarium right there, man.
And they're real.
They're real and they're huge. You don't see those huge ones like that at the
aquarium.
Those
starfish are humongous. We talked about those yesterday, though.
Look, it like wrap itself around my head.
Yeah. So the Crab Shack, what do you think about the Crab Shack?
I say if it's sunny and nice, I would do it for sure.
If you're not planning to sit there and eat a whole crab cooked for you on a paper plate on the picnic tables next to the tiki bar statue.
Oh, it's a bait shop.
It's over the bait shop. It was seriously tourist traps around here, and that was one of them. But, you know, if you get one of these bed and breakfast kind of places around here where you have a kitchen.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You could go get some live crab, take it home, cook it yourself. That might be a good deal.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Or if you're on your way home, I guess, the last day of your trip, go there, pick up a crab.
Sounds good.
Right.
Right.
Well, I also thought that the Rockaway Bay was in the tsunami zone.
It was the tsunami danger zone.
Tsunami danger zone. And they had signs that said entering tsunami danger zone and leaving tsunami mm-hmm. danger zone. Not all of the coast is the tsunami danger zone.
That's right.
Rockaway Bay is tsunami danger zone.
And that's also because it's pretty flat the whole way out. There's no hill that you can quickly get to.
Yeah, maybe that's it. There's also another one that's closer, halfway between there and Canyon Beach. It was the tsunami danger zone.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where that was.
I mean, everywhere you go has these little arrows to say evacuation route.
It's just run away from the water, basically.
Yeah, it's like, how do you get up the hill? You just basically run up the hill if you feel any kind of trouble in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I did some research today. I guess the last major tsunami was 1964. Caused $1 million worth of damage, as in $1 million of 1964 dollars.
Right.
Which is probably like $100 million now.
Maybe.
Maybe more.
That seems like a lot.
$1 million in 1964 is a lot of money.
Yeah, it was a lot of money, you're right.
You know, the economy's way bigger. Anyways, maybe I'm exaggerating. So, I always got a kick out of those. There were
Yeah,
some
they're
interesting articles
interesting.
about, well, it's not really fair to say just run up the hill because most of the people around here are 65 years old or higher, which I haven't really experienced that because we're going to tourist spots.
Yeah.
But I imagine people actually live here, don't go to those
They're
shops,
retired, yeah.
you know? So the tsunami danger zones have been pretty interesting. The idea of tsunamis here, because you don't think about tsunamis in, you know, LA and San Francisco and stuff, but I guess maybe there's just a fault in the water that makes it kind of prone towards it, or maybe it's kind of like a propaganda thing. The people here are just afraid of
You
something.
have to have some natural disaster that could possibly strike.
I mean,
It's
yeah.
not tornadoes, it's earthquakes. If it's not earthquakes, it's tsunamis.
I mean, there was an earthquake this week in the Midwest,
That's right.
you know, outside of St.
Happens
Louis.
everywhere.
It was 5 point something, 5.3 in the Richter scale, I think, in the Midwest.
Craziness.
My friends in Jackson are all feeling tremble still.
Fear
Although it was probably nowhere near
and
Michigan.
trembling.
Oh well. So, there's so much to be said, so little time.
That's right. Well,
Or as Willy Wonka said, so much time, so little to do. So let's move on. To Tillamook.
Tillamook. You might have heard of this from your grocer's freezer, where you might have purchased Tillamook sharp cheddar or cheese curds. And yes, we did visit the infamous cheese factory, which I wouldn't make a special trip to, but we did get 5 free cheese samples.
If you're going by there, which you should,
If you're driving through there, which you should because it's on the 101, make a stop and get some free cheese.
don't take a trip to go there.
No, because they don't do production on weekends. It's very small production to even
Go
watch.
there to go to the capes that we're going to talk about, or the
Oh,
waterfall
yeah,
we're going
for
to talk
sure.
about, and stop by there. Don't go there to go to this. And we are going to talk about waterfalls and moss and capes. So.
Yeah, Tillamook the town is pretty dried out. They have this place, the cheese factory, and they had
It was
some Blue
run
Heron
down, dead town.
winery and cheese place, which we didn't stop by. Well, we drove into and saw the
Oh,
animals.
the petting zoo.
They had a sweet petting zoo.
I might even recommend that as a
I'd
place to
recommend that
eat. If you had to
place.
eat somewhere, that would probably be the place to eat, even though we didn't eat there. And we probably should have ate
We
there.
probably should have.
It's like say blue cheese.
Blue Heron cheese and
Well,
wine.
there was a sign that had a guy taking a picture of his kids with the petting zoo animals and
Oh, I
said, say
see.
blue cheese.
Okay.
But it was called the Blue Heron
Blue
or something.
Heron, which I've seen in the store.
And they had pheasants and weird looking
They had weird
goose,
birds that we couldn't
and
quite
they had
tell what they
sheep.
were.
And did they say have a
They had a
llama
little
or an
baby. Yeah,
alpaca or something like
they
that?
had some llamas.
It's definitely kind of cool.
And little baby
So if you had little
lambs were
kids,
so
that'd be
cute. The little baby lambs were so
kids would
cute.
probably like that more than the cheese factory. But
Yeah.
you know what they would like the cheese factory for? The cheese
And ice cream.
and the waffle
Waffle
cones.
cones.
That whole
Ooh. If I
place.
hadn't eaten lunch, I would have seriously gotten a fresh made waffle
That
cone.
whole place smelled like waffle cones.
It did.
There were people eating ice cream. It
And
was
it's
snowing
free.
outside.
Can't beat it free. I know, it was funny. It was pretty
They
grotty.
do give you free samples of all their cheese as you're leaving.
And it's really fresh, so it tastes
And then
good.
you walk right through the cheese area, and everyone probably buys something. The line to buy the cheese was long. They had like 20 people backed up.
If like, if you don't have a refrigerator in your car, how long are you gonna keep that cheese for?
I know.
It's fine. It's
I'm
pasteurized.
gonna eat on the way home.
I would. That's what I'm
It's
gonna
pretty
do.
interesting. They do the factory during the week, so that's a better time to go. We went on the
Yeah.
weekend. There were some people like packaging the cheese.
Packaging cheese.
Huge blocks. They're probably about 2 gallon blocks of cheese.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know where they must send it somewhere onto a different plant to like process
Yeah.
it up.
The Cape tours are pretty cool, but before we went there, we went to the
Oh, right.
the
Oh,
start of the M. Monsoon Creek.
Mundaline?
Mon
Mun
Monson?
Mun
Munson?
Munson. Munson.
Munson Creek.
Munson Creek.
Munson Creek. It's supposed to be several miles outside of town, but it was probably about, 8 to 10 minutes from the downtown. And
The
then
road was not good, though.
the road isn't obvious. It looks like a driveway,
Looks
but it
like a
keeps going.
gravel country road.
And it goes by like a bunch of deforested trees, which is kind of sad
Yeah,
because
it's
when you actually
sad.
see the trees, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're
It's
really
really sad that
awesome.
they cut them down, the contrast, because The moss. Tell them about the moss.
It felt like it was like inside of a house that's been like abandoned for a long time. There's like spider webs hanging all over everything.
Yeah.
That's what it feels. The trees have like the spider webs all over them, but there's green moss.
It's not spider webs.
It's not moss. Spider webs, it's just moss. But it feels like that. Like it's like been left there for a long time and just left for like stuff to grow on.
Hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah. It's like, where am I going? As you go down these roads, it's weird because they have all these trees that look like they kind of died off and their limbs are broken off. And then they're covered with this thick moss. It's so thick it's kind of like drooping off of the tree.
Yeah, these were really dripping with green.
Yeah, I didn't even notice this thing existed.
Yeah, I've never seen it anywhere.
So you're going down this really dangerous gravel road. Like, I would not want to be there if it was any kind of icy at all, which it had just snowed right before we walked there.
Yeah, that was...
So it was a little bit dangerous in our little Ichiban. Money.
Ichiban, yeah.
That's the name we just named our car.
Number one.
It means number one Japanese.
That's right.
It is a Japanese
car. It is
car.
A number one Japanese car, too.
It is. It's Ichiban.
So many levels. Ichiban. It's true.
Not Ichibans, but Ichiban.
Ichiban.
It sounds like Ichibans. That's why it's so fun.
It is fun. We need to do our secret handshake, sorry.
Yeah. So, we did the hike after going through the long winding way.
It was only a quarter of a mile, but I was like, darn, this is a long quarter of a mile.
It was a beautiful quarter of a mile,
though. It was beautiful.
It was a green mile in the good sense.
It just felt like so damp. It had just like, the storm had just brushed through and everything was wet and muddy, which was great for hiking, but my shoes got really dirty.
Yeah.
The trees, some trees are like uprooted, and actually when we got back to the falls, the waterfalls, a bunch of trees had been knocked over, so it was hard to get through. There was a sign that said, danger, do not enter, which we entered, but...
We did enter.
Those signs usually mean you better go a little bit further because it looks a lot better up closer.
Yeah, so Munson Creek, it's like 10 feet wide, shallow creek running over rocks, kind of like the idealistic
kind
of creek.
Pretty tranquil.
And it runs through, and there's a path that runs along the left side as you walk towards the falls. And everything is absolutely green. Like, there's not one inch that's not green. If it's not covered by leaves, it's covered by moss. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not even brown bark, because the bark is all covered by the moss.
Everything's growing.
And everything is growing, even, like, okay, so the valley's kind of steep that comes down to the creek. And all the trees, or huge trees, have just, like, collapsed into the valley and then become covered with moss, too. So it's really a very beautiful valley.
Beautiful.
I took a lot of pictures. We'll hope they came out.
Yeah, I'm excited
but
to see
those.
But
it's pretty amazing. And then you get up to the waterfalls, and then it's kind of blocked off because the trees had fallen the last steps.
Yeah.
So it was really dangerous.
It was supposedly the tallest certain kind of spruce tree in the world, but...
Yeah,
it was wasn't...
It was some weird kind of pine tree.
Some kind of spruce.
Like, it said the world's tallest tree, but it was like...
The world's tallest certain kind
certain
of tree.
Certain kind of tree.
That's why we're like, where's it at? Where's
and it was
that?
The second of the world's tallest trees.
Yeah, it was the second of that.
It was like 8 feet in diameter, and then 260 feet high
or
something like
so
that.
So it wasn't
which
really...
They were big trees
there.
They
were big trees.
There's no redwoods.
No.
But they were big.
They
like,
were
if
cool.
You hadn't seen the redwoods, you'd be darn impressed.
Yeah.
But all the trees were so covered in moss, it was just really creepy. It looked kind of like Joshua trees, but they weren't Joshua trees.
Yeah, they had like the bulges.
That weird kind of like weird angles from the moss on them.
Yeah, they were posing for sure.
And the waterfall was huge.
It was.
I couldn't believe it, because you just like drive up to it. There's like, am I going the right direction? Then bam.
Yeah, and there's no one else. There was one other car that came the whole time we were there. There definitely didn't seem to be a big
somehow
10
people
attraction.
Got out of a 6-seat car. I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
Mystery. We never did figure out which tree was the greatest tree, but there were a lot of big ones.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So.
It was a nice hike.
Yep. So we went back to Tillamook. And
we did.
We gassed up.
Gassed up with our attendant.
Everywhere is attendant.
Got our tax-free items from Fred Meyer.
You know, you are not allowed to pump your own gas in the state.
That's right.
Oregon, that is.
Nice.
I gave the girl a buck.
I know.
She took it, and she kind of hid the fact she took it. She was, like, really fast.
I know.
I worked at Meyer and Jackson.
I don't think you're supposed to take your tank tips. Yeah.
I mean, you make, like, $5 an hour. I mean, come on.
True.
I mean, there's a lot of times I haven't tipped when I was supposed to. So I guess it's all good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it was still, like, $46 for a tank of gas. It was, like, $3.68.
Yeah, it was high. Down. Cheapest place is Astoria.
Yeah, it was $3.55 or something like that.
Yeah.
But 10 cents cheaper still is not that big a deal.
Right.
I mean, back in the day when it was like a dollar and a dollar 10 is a big difference. Yeah. I mean, like, when they have like premium is like $3.60 and like normal is like $3.40. I mean, is it really that much of a difference anymore? Anyways, it doesn't matter. Only use the gas for your car. Premium doesn't even make any difference in our car. It just causes it to waste it. It doesn't run any better with premium. It's urban legend. So, what do you rate the waterfalls?
I would say it's a do.
I would say it's definitely a do. It's easy, it's quick, and it's a hike. It's healthy, the air is fresh, the water's beautiful.
It's an adventure.
Yeah. I can't wait to see your video.
Oh, yeah.
So, I kind of teased about the cave. And we should talk about the Frog Rock eventually.
Eventually.
So we'll get to that.
My excellent map skills, I found an alternative route to drive back, which really wasn't.
You did pretty good today. I was actually pretty impressed.
Yeah, well, I think I combined a few maps in my head. But we did make it to a cape.
We got to cape, a pretty sweet cape.
Cape Mear, eh?
Mear? M-E-A-R-E-S.
I don't know how you say that. I should ask the lighthouse dude who knew everything about lighthouses.
Well, M-E-A-R would be like bear, so mere. So, mirrors, I would guess.
Yeah, maybe mirrors.
Like mirrors?
Yeah.
It's probably mirrors.
And like, it was like overlooking a cape. Did we look up what a cape was online?
No.
I want to say confused. It's like a little bay. It's
but
like
it also little... could be something that shoots out from the land. But I want to think it's more of the beach.
Yeah, I really can't figure out
what it means.
We
don't know the difference between a cape and a bay.
Maybe it does jut out. It looks like it does maybe jut out. I don't know. We'll figure it out when we look it up online.
And we'll get back to you.
There was a lighthouse. We had to hike about 0.2 miles down to the coast from where you could park at.
Yeah.
So it was a nice little hike.
It was an amazing vista.
Beautiful vista.
So anyways, there's this scenic route tour starting outside of Tillamook.
Yeah, it's called the Three Cape Tour. Scenic
Route.
Yeah,
Three Cape Scenic Route or something
like that.
Yeah, Three Cape Scenic Route or something like that with the brown signs.
It's off the 101. You
just west
off.
Of Tillamook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you head west from the older downtown, I don't know if it was 131, I think it was. You'll be able to find it pretty quickly. So we only went to one of the capes.
That's right.
We were getting burned down.
The storm was coming in and...
Yeah. But the cape was pretty darn amazing.
It was.
So...
Beautiful elephant rock and frog rock.
Yep, as the locals call it.
They did look like an elephant. I don't know about the frog. I thought it looked more like a ghost with a face in it.
It did. You know, after they said that and I thought about it, I think it really did look like a frog. It looked like a person.
Yeah, it
looked
like a
person. It definitely looked like a face. You think face, but when they say frog, you're like, that looks more like a frog, like sitting on a rock ready to jump. Or on a lily pad.
Yeah, maybe.
If you think about a frog ready to jump off a lily pad, it does look like a frog.
That's true.
So, elephant rock.
Had like a trunk coming off of it.
I didn't quite see the elephant.
It was hidden under the water. If it went low tide, then you could see the trunk.
Mm-hmm. So you think there was like a little
Yeah, because I kept,
something?
There's those foreign people there, and the one lady kept saying, look at that elephant. No one else could see what she was talking about. They all thought she was a little bit nuts because she was old.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
no,
oh, yeah.
No elephant.
Oh, yeah, there, I can see it now once she said that.
I'll have to go back and look at my pictures, which I'll...
Yeah, I took some video of it because I have her talking in the background. It was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that was beautiful. There's a lighthouse right on the cliffs.
Oh, the walk down the lighthouse is worth it. You mean you have to walk down the lighthouse.
You have to walk down. You're going to feel some pain on the way back up.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth it. It's quite the route.
And we had the joy of seeing a storm coming in from the perfect spot.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet.
Well, I guess it's a pastime for Oregon. They watch storms watch turn storms. And come out.
You feel like you're part of the earth.
Yeah.
Tree hugger.
I'm starting to understand this Devil's Churn, which is Central Oregon coast. Because they have this thing, it looks like it's churning water as the water comes in. But I also hear, like, that's a spot to watch storms as they churn and come in. But I just don't understand it.
It's cool.
I have to think about it some more.
I'd like to be in a little hut or something where I can watch the storms, teepee.
Yeah. So, what do you think about the lighthouse?
Yeah, I would think it's a do. I mean, I probably would check out the other capes, even though we weren't there, but...
Yeah, we really wanted to. It just.
I heard the cape, the one I wanted to go eat at was the Kiawanda, but they also had sandstone cliffs, which might have been different and interesting to see.
Yeah.
It might not have been, but I'm sure it might be. It's probably worth the drive if you actually plan it out.
Yeah, you gotta, like...
We didn't know what we were doing.
It's quite a bit. You know, like, it's not that far...
But when you have to go there and go back, it is that far.
And, like, there's so many spots you just gotta turn out and look.
Yeah, there's so much to hike and see.
Like, it's not that far to go, but there's so much that you just can't... It takes so much time to get there.
Yeah.
So it'd almost be good, like, to start at Canyon Beach, have a day trip, stay in, like, Pacific City or something down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back.
Go further and come back, yeah.
Because there's a lot to see. I mean, Canyon Beach is the town to be at, but... There's just so much, like, scenic offshoots.
Yeah, you could definitely stay a few nights down the coast and if you want to keep packing up every day and driving.
Or if you just want to stay one night somewhere.
Yeah.
And leave most of your stuff here. I don't know how that would work. So, yeah. So, that was really beautiful. But, like, at Cape Mears, you can see the whole ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That was the largest view of the ocean I've ever seen. Maybe not the largest I've ever seen, but it was like 270 degrees of ocean.
We were out there away.
And you're like 300 feet up in the air, so you can see forever. Like, even the huge waves are like little tiny waves that are just crashing. So it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
We were, but this time it was, what, 3 p.m, and we were getting quite hungry.
Yeah. So we started looking for a place to eat and we got a little bit turned around. We eventually found
a nice hidden gem, Schooner's Cove. In where was that at?
Neatarts.
Yeah, it looks like a double wide with nice shingling on it and beautiful windows facing the ocean.
I keep like, this place sucks, this place is good, this place sucks, this place is good.
Yeah, you were a little concerned because it looked like a double-wide diner.
At first, I'm like, I don't want to go here, but then we're like, it's really far to go anywhere else. So we finally said, let's go in, because Tracy really wanted to go there.
Yeah.
So we went and sat down.
They were a little bit expensive, but they had a good quality stuff.
Yeah.
They were right on the ocean.
It was a little bit clueless, but they, yeah, I think the chefs were pretty good.
The chefs are in white coats, and they look like real chefs.
And you can see them in the back. They're not like...
And I saw all their kitchen equipment they had, you know, the good seas and all the kitchen utensils to make soups. And so they knew what they were doing.
When I went to the bathroom, I opened one of the back doors, and there was, like, boxes of junk all over the place.
Oh, really?
A little bit concerned.
Oh, really?
But then again... I came back, and the cooks were taking a long time to prepare stuff. And you can kind of tell what they're doing, that they're working on things. They're not just, like, dropping stuff on the floor as they're smoking.
Yeah, they're making the food up as they go. So, yeah. And they said they use local ingredients. We didn't get the oysters today.
They were $2 on the half shell.
Yeah, they were about, they're a little bit cheaper, but not six oysters for $10.
They did have, they had that deal.
The shooter you could get for $2 each.
Yeah.
But we were planning to have oysters in the evening, so we skipped.
Right.
And I was craving a burger. I had a prime rib burger.
Yeah, a little reprieve.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good.
And you had some Dungeness crab cocktail.
Yeah, so it comes out in a martini glass with a lot of crab. It actually had a lot of crab in it.
It did have a lot of crab in it.
It was $12. No sales tax. Right. So, I mean, that'd be like $10 any other state. And... it had avocado and tomato and
cilantro.
It was really
guacamole
good.
Ingredients not made into guacamole with crab in it.
Yeah, in a martini glass.
In a martini glass.
Sitting on a white plate with some fancy leaves.
Spinach leaves. Yeah.
It was really good. It was fancy. I liked it. A little tiny fork to eat it out. It tastes
really
good.
I mean, it wasn't enough to fill, but if I wasn't that hungry, I would totally order that.
Yeah, so I had half
an
your
oyster
burger,
shooter.
And you had half of my martini.
If I wasn't dead hungry, I wouldn't. I would have gotten oysters, but
I kind of wanted oysters today, but it didn't quite work out.
We'll have some tomorrow.
Yeah, so we eventually headed back because it was raining and it was already 4 o'clock. And we were getting pretty tired because we didn't eat very much. We had done quite a bit, and we went to downtown Canyon Beach, and we stopped, and we went to the Lumberyard for a little while, which was a really nice restaurant.
Yeah, felt like a lodge.
And then we stayed there for a little while, did our internet stuff there, which is technically a restaurant, but we just had like...
We were there early enough and it was
yeah,
kind of, we were in the bar.
And then we went next door, which we were planning to do. We were just killing time to use the
Cranky
internet.
Cranky Sue's.
The Cranky Sue's, which had really good crab cakes.
Really good
like,
crab
cakes. I don't usually like crab cakes, but I like their crab cakes.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't like crab cakes.
Well, they always kind of taste kind of like, this is ground up like a burger.
Yeah.
And like you can't taste the crab. This is like you break
pure
it apart.
Pure crab.
And it's pure crab.
Pure.
It has like the shell. They only gave us one though. I wish they had given us two.
Oh, I wish they had given us two too. They were good.
I thought it was a little bit skimpy, but the one crab they gave us was like all crab.
Yeah. Yeah, it was yummy. And we had some spicy seafood chowder, which was pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was good, too.
It wasn't really chowder. I guess it was stew.
Yeah, I guess Cranky Susan is actually touring in Pennsylvania somewhere as we speak.
Yeah.
And her husband came out and talked to us for a little bit. He was from
They're from
South
Jersey,
Jersey,
South Jersey.
He's like, there's two Jerseys. There's South Jersey and there's
That's
North,
right.
the other Jersey. I'm from the South Jersey, which is trying to say that they're not from the trashy part of Jersey.
Well, actually, North Jersey's actually nicer.
Is it?
It's richer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know anything about Jersey.
Middle of Jersey's just crap.
I don't know anything good about Jersey.
Yeah, it's all crap. I don't like it. I'm just bitter. I don't like it there.
Yeah. So we did that. We were going to go back to the beach and look for tide pools, but we just got so tired. We decided
yeah, we were
to
highly ambitious when we got back because the sun was out again and it was beautiful.
The sun's going down late. It's
you
like,
just want to go get in the tide pools and see what you can find. But
this advantage of the Northwest is the sun stays out long. Like Michigan, we had late summers,
mm-hmm.
like pushing 10. But here, it's already like April and the sun's up a long time.
Yeah.
Because we're a lot higher. So
That's
you get
right.
a lot more sun.
It's like Alaska.
Yeah. Alaska.
Great frontier.
So now we're at home, chilling out with some candles, talking to you.
Took our bubble bath.
Enjoying our fire. We got a gas fireplace, which is really hot, actually.
Yeah, that thing puts out heat. I'm just dying.
We're about to look at my pictures that I took today and maybe watch a movie or go to bed early and have an early start.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
We'll see what we do. So this has been the North Coast
Podcast.
The North Coast Podcast. Tracy and Wyatt, first anniversary check.
Check.
See you next time.